Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go.
Well, maybe you're the first real dominant man I've ever dated. Why did you choose me as your submissive?
Fuck if I know. I ask myself that shit a lot.
So, what's the worst part about being dominant?
I'm fucking irritated.
Is it me making you do podcasts? Is that the worst part?
No, this is just the way people know the kind of anguish I have to put up.
Happy holidays, everyone. Well, I have a special little surprise treat here. I have one last interview with Cowboy Ann and I. Unfortunately, the audio could be a little funky. It's kind of interesting. This happened the first time he and I ever did a podcast. I forgot to select the proper input for the microphone when I started recording, and it was a long recording, so I didn't want to stop and re-record it. So, as many of you know, you just had to put up with the shitty sound quality on our first ever podcast together. Well, this might be the same. Unfortunately, I made a boo-boo. And when I started recording, I forgot to, again, select my microphone, that the sound comes from the microphone instead of my internal speakers on my computer. The internal speakers, I had the computer set a little bit distance away from us. So hopefully the audio guy can adjust it, make it louder, but you might be stuck with sort of a tinny sounding recording. At any rate, all the good stuff is still there. Give it a listen. And, we're heading towards the end of the year, and this was just a surprise thing that we saw each other one more time. So, of course, you know, I had to podcast with him. So I hope you enjoy it. Give it a listen. Here you go.
Okay, well, here's a little unexpected surprise. I have, again, I didn't think it was going to happen again before the end of the year, but I have Cowboy Ann in bed with me, and he is still half asleep. I'm trying to wake him up because I want to get my last and final podcast with him. My last and final podcast for the old Curious Girl Diaries version. Transitioning to something new, just not sure what's going to be yet. Okay. You're out here visiting. This was a surprise visit, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
You just basically said, what are you doing these dates? And then, like, 30 seconds later, you showed me your itinerary.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, and you haven't had to work, so we've been...
Yeah, I've been in the whole time.
We've been having fun. Yeah, okay. I have all kinds of questions just pertaining to our dominant-submissive dynamic.
Ooh.
I'm trying to stay on topic with that, okay?
It's really early for that.
I know. I know. But you know me when it comes to getting my podcast, I'm like a taskmaster. Okay. So, thank you for the nice nipple pinch. Okay. How did you know that I was submissive?
Oh yeah, start with the easy ones.
None of them are going to be easy, sweetheart.
It just had a lot to do with the way, like, on our first date, just the little motions and different things when we got back to the hotel that I just kind of noticed. I was like, okay, she's just kind of waiting for somebody to make it happen. So that's what I thought it was. And then turns out after like second date and third date, I was kind of right. So I was like, I didn't know if it was just like a first date thing or whatever, but no, it wasn't. It was in there.
That's interesting to me because I didn't know it was in there. I literally didn't know. And I feel like you just sort of, you saw it and you qualified it. I don't know. I mean, I had no idea.
You also don't really date men like me.
They're different.
Yeah, I'm not saying they're...
No, different. Yeah, different. Right. Different. But you, well, maybe you're the first real dominant man I've ever dated.
Maybe. Or...
I mean...
First one to act on it, or I don't know. But they're different.
I don't know. Just the way you... Like I said, you saw it. I did not. I didn't realize it was in there. Now I do.
Right. Yeah.
Now I see it. And it makes a lot of sense for a lot of things in my life prior to that point. But I never would have put my finger on it, I don't think.
Your entire dating career points to it.
Well, but see, you say that, but that wasn't, it's not obvious to me like that.
Well, no, you're the one doing it, so.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, okay. The next question here. We kind of covered this last night, but I don't know that we got to the bottom of it because we were kind of trying to get out of dinner and go on to the next place. So we were talking about want versus need. Mm-hmm. And I want to know why you need this.
Like, what is
the kind of shit we do, fucking kinky, crazy, nasty, naughty, like, why do you need that stuff?
I'm wired for it. I mean, it's just the way I work. It's a big difference between me having to do like kind of some vanilla stuff, and then when the fucked up stuff comes out, like you can tell, it's, you know, I'm way more turned on. Like, it's just I'm wired for it. Like, there really wasn't a time when I didn't have it either, because I got kind of introduced to it younger anyway. But it wasn't like a shock when I was introduced to it. It wasn't like a holy fuck, like, what's going on. It was like
natural.
Yeah, it took me 0.2 seconds to change the gear. But the girl kind of did the same thing with me that I did with you. She already saw that. She's like, oh yeah, this guy could, you know,
he can go that way.
He could definitely fuck something up if he wanted to. So she took the gamble.
Yeah.
Pretty hard reach when she did it, but...
Yeah. You know. So, because you're wired this way, mm-hmm. Do you think I'm wired this way too? Mm-hmm. On the other end of it? Obviously not the dominant side.
No, not the dominant side. But, I mean, submissive, yeah. Yeah. I mean, the needing, like, a crazy level of play or anything, no, I don't think so. I mean, I don't require that either. I mean... It's probably only 35% or 40% of what we do anyway. Yeah. So it's not like we have to have some kind of crazy fucked up dungeon shit all the time.
No.
But
there's times when I feel like I really need it.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, and that's that level. You know, you just want to be, you know, depending on the space of where you want to be. Sometimes you're fine where you're at, and sometimes you have to be like, you want to be put in that space.
Yeah.
It just depends on what's going on. But as term of, like, are you wired to be a submissive, you know, or, I mean, you're not submissive. You're just, you know, you're a sub, but not.
Not to the slave level.
Yeah, no, not. But, no, not the slave level. But, like, you're not going to be a sub to just, like, the next guy that walks up. Like, that's not fucking happening.
No, it's not fucking happening.
So, it's not a... You're a sub, but you're not, like... You're just different. You're not going to be...
It may never happen again after this. I don't know.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
It's situational.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not saying, like, you know, I'm the only one that broke you for it, but, like, it's just the way that... The right kind of circumstances that have to play out for so long, mm-hmm. and then somehow we managed to stay with it for as long as we did, and now that as deep as we are into it now, it's like you said, it's like, well, fuck, why even try to get another one? Like, it's not even it almost seems impossible to try
it
to get.
It almost seems impossible. Literally does.
I mean, really, it's like, fuck that. I don't want to spend 3 years trying to, you know. No. And that's how it was with me, though. It was always exhausting. It was like, you know, and then, like I said, when I saw a little bit, I was like, I don't know. Like, she's kind of, I mean, I was like, she's really smart and she knows what I like. Let's see. We'll try round two.
Uh huh.
And then round two come along and I'm like, because I tried to dive that date. And then.
Tried to dive that date? What do you mean?
So you do a dive bar and make you do normal people stuff.
You thought, let's see if I can run her off.
Not run you off, but kind of turn you off out of your element.
Oh, well, you did. It didn't turn me off, but right. I think you always, there's parts of you that always take me out of my element.
Oh, yeah, on purpose.
Constantly.
Yeah, I do that shit on purpose.
I know. You fucking think it's funny.
I do. It's hilarious. But you do the same thing to me.
I know. I do. Okay, so you would have a better answer for this than me, because I'm still figuring this one out. But so, because I know, like, I need this, and you know you need this stuff. Mm-hmm. What happens when you don't get it?
Oh. Like, when I... It, not good things.
Not good things?
Yeah, not good things.
Does shit get broken? Do bar fights happen?
It can be, yeah. Like, it can get physical like that. Usually it's like I quit jobs and shit mm-hmm. like that. That's usually what happens. I got an underlying fuck this. I mean, I'm already that way anyway.
Yeah.
I walk into work and I'm like, come on, give me a reason to say fuck you.
Yeah.
And then, so with my line of work, I walk in and if my head's too clouded up and that's all I'm thinking about and those kind of circumstances is what's preventing me from getting to it and like all the different whatever, and then, yeah, I'm going to be like, nope, I'm done. Fuck you. I'll quit that job and then, you know, or make a trip or I'll do something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to fix it.
You got to fix it. That's what I mean. Like, the drive is so, like, for me, when I haven't seen you and I really am needing that, it's hard.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't have an outlet for it.
Right, exactly. And I mean, obviously I can't go chase it every single time.
Sometimes. I don't have a straight on out like, oh, okay, well, he's not here, but I can just plug into this guy, you know, or whatever. I don't have, and I don't even think it would work like that. I mean, I'm not even, you know, like that just sounds almost after that came out of my mouth, that sounds ridiculous. It's so unique what it is I'm exactly needing that comes from you that I don't, you know. I don't know. I don't think it's weird. I'm like, I kind of wonder about that. Like, huh. In the future, if I still have this need, I assume that I will. What do I do about that? Mm-hmm. I don't know either.
Okay. don't lose track of the little dot on the screen, I guess.
Yes. Yes. Okay. I want to talk about the last question on that questionnaire. Do you remember what it was? We talked about it last time on our podcast. Remember that you sent me that when we first started seeing each other, you sent me that questionnaire and I just totally was balking at it because I'm like, I don't even understand why you're sending this to me. Again, you know, you were forward thinking and I was like, why am I answering this stuff? But do you remember what the last question on that questionnaire is?
Yeah, it's will you lose.
What could your dominant do to make you lose? Was it trust or respect?
It was respect. I think it was trust.
Okay, respect.
Yeah, is there...
Yes. How do you think I would answer that?
Oh, that's why I sent it to you. Like, that's the whole point. Find out, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, is there a...
But now that you know me better... And longer.
Hold on, let's find out what the question is.
Oh, well, we don't have time to look it up, do we?
It's just in the email.
Okay. Well, I got a question then. Okay. The second question to this is, we can jump to that and then we can come back to you. So my question is, what's the converse of that?
Of, is there something that you can fuck up?
Yeah, what do you think, like, what could I do that...
Here's that survey.
What could I do?
This is one final question.
Yeah.
Suppose your dom does something which strikes you as being absolutely stupid, irresponsible, or asinine, i.e. something that makes you realize that your master has flaws. How do you believe you would handle this? How do you think it might affect your ability to be as submissive to your dom?
I don't think that was the question.
That's I'm literally reading the question.
No, I know, but I think that might be a different questionnaire.
No.
No?
It's the only one.
Okay. Alright. So
what was your question?
My question is, I guess how do you think I would answer that?
That's the whole point of
Now that you know me, like, what do you think I would say? Like, you think it would be like not if I was using my safe word, I mean, or
careful now, if not.
I don't know. Like, what do you think?
What did you say about safe word?
I said, like, if you weren't listening to me and I was using my safe word, or, just throwing shit out there.
That would definitely be grounds for a big problem.
Right.
I thought about trying to see if I could make you say it. That's not.
Say my safe word?
Mm-hmm. I was like,
No, I mean, that was a lot, there was a lot going on. After this long and you kind of know me, like...
I mean, obviously there's things that I could do that would cause that's the whole point. Kind of the question is to make sure you're not, lying about the answers, like trying to play, placate to try to figure out what I want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be self-responsible.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think I'm pretty sure there's plenty of ways I can fuck up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess that's kind of hard. I'm asking you to answer the question for me. But, okay, so what about the converse of that? Like, what, if reverse it? What's something that I could do?
What's something that you could do that would, what?
Well, I don't know what the question is. Like, do something. What's something I could do? Something stupid. I could violate your trust. I could you told me not to do something, and I did. I don't know. Let's see what it say.
All it is it's just want to know. Like, when you find out that the person isn't perfect,
correct?
Is that going to just immediately turn you off forever, or no? And then, in how would that affect? Going further. So, like, the question would be, like, is there something that you could do as a submissive that would, cause me to realize that,
that would stop us from going any further, and or maybe even just make you say, nope, goodbye.
Yeah, there's things that stop us from going further. We've had that before. I mean, we've stopped before. Mm-hmm. You're not listening. You're wanting to do your own little thing and doing whatever the hell you feel like you can do.
Yeah. Okay.
Past the point of being cute to the point of being fucking irritating and shit.
Yeah, I do that sometimes.
And then I'll stop.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever you feel like.
Yeah. Is there something I could do, like, as a submissive that just absolutely is a no-no? Like you'd be like, that's it. You can't do that.
Well, probably. I mean, I don't know if there'd be anything you would do inside a play or anything.
No, I mean, it could be outside.
I mean, probably. I don't really know what.
Nothing comes to mind.
I don't know. You've gotten me pretty fucking mad before.
Yes, I have.
Thought about murder. Thought about murder. We're not leaving.
No. Fuck it. I'm not going to break up with her. I'm just going to kill her ass.
Yeah. That's the fucked up. That's where this shit is. It's not like, hey, fuck this. I'm going away.
I know.
No.
You'll stay there and get mad as hell.
I have to end it. That's the only way this will get fixed.
She has to die.
Yeah, I've been pretty fucking mad.
I know.
But even then, I wasn't like, fuck this, I'm out.
That's, see, I've been that way too, and that's the crazy part.
But yeah, I'm sure there's something. There's something you could do to hurt me. I'm sure. Like it's not outside of the realm.
No,
it's not like it's on the table.
Oh no! I know.
Yeah, it's just.
But there's definitely like. There's a line I could cross where we'll just say that is a direct, that's just a violation of our dynamic, of what we are supposed to be doing. Like
maybe. Yeah, maybe like what we're doing, but not really the dynamic, because our dynamic, like we're not a 24/7 thing.
No.
Even when I'm around you, it's not a 24/7 thing. So you push the dynamic as much as you want anyway, half the time until we get back. You know, until we get back to the bedroom or something like that. Even then you'll push, but not like... Like, I don't see a point of... I can't see in play, like, you pushing a dynamic or whatever. Because part of your thing is that even if you don't want to fucking listen, I can just literally physically fucking make you. And that's not a bad thing. Like, sometimes that's what you want. So if you were to come in and just, like, go to full-blown knockout, drag-out mode, you know, and... I'd probably just grin and say, like, today's the day.
Today's the day? That what? Yeah. That you fuck my shit up.
That you actually get fucked up this time. Because you said it before, you've been like, I fucking want to go, and da-da-da, and I need this. And I'm like, go ahead. Just do it. Just any day you want, just walk up and... go for it. And you're like, no, you'll hurt my hands.
Yeah.
It's pointless to hit you. You'll hurt my hands.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I know. There's no way. Yeah. I do know. I can be feisty and get out there, you know, with my attitude, with my, what is that, my alligator mouth not backing up my hummingbird ass, but...
tadpole ass.
Or whatever you... Yeah.
Your alligator mouth overloading your tadpole ass.
I say hummingbird ass because it's cuter than a tadpole. But...
Tadpole's pretty cute.
But yeah, we get the picture. I mean, there's definitely some attitude and
every time you'll say it, look back like, what's that do? What do I get from that?
I know. Okay. Why did you choose me as your submissive?
Fuck if I know. I ask myself that shit a lot.
You must be kicking yourself. Oh, shit.
As irritating as you get half the time, it's like, really? What the fuck, man? There's a lot more that'll just sit there and do exactly what they're supposed to do.
That's right. There's a lot easier. And
there's a lot easier.
Yes. Yeah. There's a lot easier, a lot more experienced, a lot more everything.
I don't really like the experience, though.
No?
Because I don't like dealing with past shadows.
Okay.
From somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that does not... That's kind of a turn off for me. Like when I go to do something, I don't mind hearing feedback. Like, oh, I did this with somebody and and it went like this, or like, and I don't mind critical. Like, well, you know, like I like that, but next time let's try it that way. Like that's all, that's fine. But when you start dealing with like emotional shadows inside a sub and a dom category, it's like. It can really fuck with things. And I have that myself sometimes because I've had, you know.
Do you have that with me?
Yeah. I mean, like.
Oh, I didn't know.
I mean, I've got history in it. So sometimes, like, I'll be doing stuff and it'll kind of flash back to somebody, but it won't be. It's not like in a good fantasy way. It's not like, oh, yeah, that was hot with them, too. Sometimes it flashes back and it's like, yeah, that fucking cunt, you know, like. I'll remember little things like little alarms will go off like, oh, remember that shit last time? And then, you know, and then I have to be like, no, it's different. It's somebody else. It's not a, you have just have to wait and see. And it is, it's different because that person's not the same.
Yeah.
So dealing in a submissive on the other side, it can be the same way. But a lot of times a submissive leaves a dom due to problems.
Yeah.
and I don't like having to fucking tiptoe around somebody else's mistakes.
Yeah.
And I mean, I understand why some people have blocks where they'll be, you know, like, okay, I can't do this because he scared the living shit out of me. Mm-hmm. And it's like, in my head, I'm going like, well, I'm not that motherfucker, you know? But yeah. I know that's not how it works.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't want to deal with that. And obviously with you, I don't have to deal with that, you know, but those kind of things. But everybody has.
But there's been a couple times where you've said, hey, I'm not that guy. I'm not like this, you know, like.
Oh, that's because you're trying to put me in a fucking box.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, you were trying to, put me in a box. You were trying to put me in this fucking category. You were like, you are right here. This is your left line and this is your right line. Yeah. It's like, I'm not that bullshit.
Yeah.
Because you were playing way too far, way too early, and you thought you could kind of tease it out. you were about to go to a level in which you were going to walk out. You were not going to stay after that.
Yeah.
That was you pushing.
That was me pushing you.
You're doing that shit on purpose. You tried to go to like DEF CON 4 and you ain't even had a basic training yet. Almost like you went and watched a movie and it's like, I'm going to try this shit. Watch this. I'm going to piss him off and then we'll see what he really does. I'm like, and I told you, I'm like, I'm not that motherfucker. I will take this as far as you push it.
Uh-huh.
And you were like, okay.
Well, I mean, that's kind of what. I mean, I don't know if I can't speak for anybody else, but you obviously know I like to stir the pot. I like to see how far I can get you cranked up. It's just like, I have to know.
You like to fuck with me.
I do.
Yeah.
I do. I don't know why. I'm sorry. I just do. It's just, it's in my nature. And right now all I can hear is my dog snoring. Do you believe her? It's like, oh my gosh. I know this microphone's so sensitive. It'll pick up like dogs, neighbors' dogs barking like this, and then it's going to pick up her. But anyway, okay. Again, she's just in about every damn podcast I do. Okay, the snoring. So did we answer that? Why did you choose me as your submissive? And you said it started with, I don't fucking know. And you still not know?
I don't know, like, if there was, like, one reason. I mean, obviously, there's reasons why I want you, but there's, I mean, it's a lot more than just finding somebody who'll let you tie them up. I mean, it's not, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And I can find, I mean.
There's a lot of women, I'm sure, that like that.
I can, with my dominant type personality, it's pretty much any woman, if I want to go and have a one-night stand, I could pretty much lead into tying just about any woman up. You know, it's not like a
what?
Don't
say it.
Don't use the powers for evil. Like, it's not. Uh-huh. It's because a lot of women, you know, they're always with the same kind of guys. So like the women that will, you know, the women that'll talk to me and then go out and date and stuff like that, they want a dominant type guy, and they may not realize the kind of fucked up individual they're really talking to.
Yeah, yeah.
They just know, like, oh, this guy's like, oh, kind of like a manly type guy. He's a dominant type guy. Oh, yeah. Cool. They don't know they got a fucking demon, you know, sitting in the car with them. But so, I mean, to get into the kinky side of stuff, yeah, it's not too hard. Let's be honest, you get y'all where y'all orgasm two or three times, and y'all pretty much like, whatever the fuck you want to do, let's go.
Yeah.
But it doesn't do the same. Like, I can, you know, we could go right now on a certain website and pick somebody, and I could tie them up, and
yeah,
it's not gonna, you know, it's not gonna like get me off or anything.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll get off, but it's not like, it's not the same. It's not the fucking same.
Yeah.
So, I wasn't looking for a sub, so it's not like I was like on the active hunt.
Yeah.
Found you, and I'm like, well, let's see how this turns out. And,
yeah.
You know, I did farm it out. Like, I did. I was like, okay, she's submissive. I'm like, she's hot. She's smart. She's got a little bit of submissive. Let's see if it's like, you know. And then the further we went, you were a little open about the different things. You know, obviously, you can't just walk out at the top level.
Yeah.
And then I don't know, it just, you didn't go away.
Why are you saying I did? You didn't keep, why do you say I didn't go away? You didn't go away either. Neither one of us went away. I went away a little bit, pissed for a while.
Yeah.
But never really, I mean, that was just, I was physically away. I wasn't mentally away.
Yeah. Well, you had a lot going on, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
On other sides, too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know. I wasn't looking for one.
Yeah.
And I was even, like, trying not to have one.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't want.
It seems like a lot of work.
It has been a lot of work. But even, like, just in the last six, what was it? This is December. Mm-hmm. So, 8 months ago. What was it, 8 months ago that I collared you? Or 6 months ago. I think it was 8 months ago. So, 8 months ago. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's not like, it's still, you know, that part. And from that part and coming forward, that's all brand new.
Yeah.
Oh, that's brand new.
Yeah.
Before it was just like, just solidified that this isn't going away. And so then, you know.
We tried to make it go
away. We tried. God damn it. That's the problem. I can get so fucking pissed off at you. And like I said, I think about murder. But I don't think about leaving. So I'm like, whatever.
It's exactly the same on my end, and I mean, I can get pretty pissed.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I can get fired up. I just, you know, I mean, we both can, but I don't know. It's just like, I'll stay and be mad as hell at you. Mm-hmm. And like, that's all I'm thinking. I'm not going, okay, well, the next option is,
yeah,
you know, boom. No, it's just, I'm pissed and I'm in this and I'm gonna fucking fight it out.
Yeah.
Okay. What is but where the fuck are you coming up with these questions? These are just things I want to know. Okay. Well, what's the best part about being my dominant?
All these questions have an angle.
No, they don't. No,
these all have an angle.
These are just things I've never asked and I want to know.
What's the best part?
Yeah, like, what's the best part? I mean, we're talking about the hard parts and the trying parts.
We talk about the hard parts and the
testing part. Okay.
Well, y'all think y'all want this? Let me tell you
what you're really getting into. Yeah.
Tell you what you're really getting into.
Oh, I know.
The best parts.
Yeah, what are the best parts?
Like, in play or just like
anything, just anything. However, whatever that question, like, what is the best part about being my dog?
There's a lot. There's a lot of good points.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like the kind of dates that, you know, that we go on, and because of my line of work, we go on, like, you know, full trips.
Yeah.
And then, but I mean, like the kind of dates that we go on is not. Not a lot of women that can pull that off. I mean, mm-hmm. not a lot of guys that can really pull that off either, you know, as a couple thing. Usually it's like when we go to the different events, we go and there'll be, you know, there'll be a smoking hot woman. And then you look at her, it's like, so that's what you brought to dinner. Dinner, you know, and then, I mean, it's not, I don't know, we're fucking hot together.
That's the best part is that we're hot together. We're
pretty fucking hot together.
I know.
So when we go out, it's like.
It's fun. It's a lot of fun.
We like stop rooms and shit.
Well, first of all, we're really both really tall, you know, and if I put on heels or something, then look out.
Yeah.
I mean, you know?
We shut rooms down. And then, you know what I mean? And then and we go out, but it's like that part doesn't matter. Like, we don't care. We went out to be with each other.
Right.
And for the most part, people see that shit. Like, they're like.
That's what I think they're picking up on.
Yeah. They're like. Nobody fucks with us. Mm-hmm. Like, they don't. And then, I mean, on the sub side, I mean, I've said it a dozen times. I don't like slaves.
Right.
It does nothing for me. So, you know, it's got a give and take to it. You know, I'm not there's definitely never been any type of role reversal at all. You know, obviously, but
yeah.
You know, it's not a. It's, I know how to let you. Stay where you can still kind of like have your little decisions and choices on what you want to do, and then I also know how to just like completely turn all that off to where you don't. It's like, all right, you've had enough fun, so now it's, and then so Like, I'm not saying, like, I know exactly how to control you all the time, but...
I think you have a real good handle on it.
I got a high probability. It just depends on, I mean, in play, I got a high probability. Obviously, we're, like, mad and shit like that. Yeah. I mean, I could probably push the envelope, like, if we were, like, nuclear meltdown mad at each other like last time. I could try something.
Yeah.
But I'm fucking pissed off too, and I really don't want to touch you either. So,
like, so there.
Yeah. So fuck that. I'm not doing it. Yeah. Maybe I'll do it one day. Maybe one day when you're just mad and I'm not mad, I'll fucking do it.
But there we go. Yeah.
I'm pissed off at you too. So fuck you too. You don't get to come today, so fuck you.
But is that the best part about being my dominant? It doesn't sound like it.
There's a lot of different things.
I know. I keep trying to get you to just pinpoint like one
thing. There's not. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
There's not one thing. What do you want to do? Like,
no, you know,
you're really hot and you let me do fucked up shit to you.
No. No. I don't know. I don't know. I'm just asking you. The question is for you. I think for me, like, the best part is that you... Are you checking the time? Don't worry, we're getting there. The best part is that you still let me. Did you check in?
No, it's one door.
Right. Oh, okay. The best part is that you still kind of like I know where the line is and all that, but you still kind of let me be wild with it.
I'll let you do whatever you want.
Yeah, I mean, you really do, and I like that. I know where the rules and boundaries are. And I like operating within those. But I also like the freedom that I have, where I can still just be, I can still be myself. I don't have to be on point for you all the time. Like, where you're just so strict. I know where the strictness is, I know where it is. And I know, and then you give me a lot of leeway in other areas. And I like that.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. So what's the worst part about being my dominant?
I'm fucking irritated.
Is it me making you do podcasts? Is that the worst part?
No, this is just the way people know the kind of anguish I have to put up. They all have this fantasy. They listen to the voice on there and they're like, she's such a, I love to own her. Let me tell you.
You tell them.
Yeah.
Tell them. Give them an earful.
Irritating. Fucking. In every little aspect that she wants to do it to. And then when she feels all needy and shit, she'll be irritating in every category. Everywhere.
That's not true.
She'll make you late. She'll do all kinds of shit.
I do not.
Oh, they don't know the kind of fucked up stuff you used to do to me.
Well, I know, but I've gotten better.
Yeah.
I have gotten better.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Let me see. Did I get that last one? Yeah, the worst part. And that's what I was asking. What's the worst part? Okay, so I'm irritating. Okay.
Yeah. That's the worst part.
That's the worst part. Okay. All right. So, I've said this before. I've probably asked this different ways, but I'm going to try to kind of nail it down a little better. Yeah, the connection between us is so deep. I mean, I know I've asked, why do you think that is? But do you think it's because of the dominant submissive dynamic, or do you think it's like just fucking chemicals? I mean, or both? I don't know. I'm like, is it combination? Like, what is it? Because I know it's obviously the dominant submissive thing for me. That's just like that's something I've never felt before. It's so it's very deep.
Yeah, we had to get there first.
I know.
So,
I know, but why, like? Why do you think the connection between us?
It's got to be chemical. I don't put up with somebody else's bullshit like I put up with yours. Especially that early shit.
But especially what?
The early days.
Oh, the early days, yeah.
The first year.
I was pretty... I will openly say, I don't say obnoxious, but I was definitely... You're looking at me.
I'm waiting for the word that you use. Obnoxious is pretty close.
Yeah, it's pretty close, I'll admit.
What's in this thesaurus? What's the next you bringing more gravity to the table, or are you trying to downplay from obnoxious?
Downplay, I think. I've tried not to go higher than that.
But vindictive?
I don't agree with. Vindictive?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Vindictive?
You were an hour and 15 minutes late one time.
Oh.
For quite literally no reason.
Mm-hmm.
Just because.
Yeah.
So-and-so, she was off in her own little land. I wanted to do her. I'm not going to be there. I don't know.
Okay. I know. I've come a long way. Mm-hmm. I've come a long way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's been... Yes.
So there was something. It wasn't that dominant submissive part yet. But there was something there.
That's right. I know. I'm trying to figure it out because we didn't have it then.
But not really.
There was an undercurrent.
Yeah.
Or was it,
we were playing with it a little bit.
I felt the draw. I just didn't understand it, I think.
Yeah.
I felt that, what is this? Why am I so...
And I wasn't looking for a sub then.
Drawn
either.
To this guy. It just happened.
Yeah, we're fucked.
I know, we're fucked. We shouldn't, when you look at, the laws of nature, this should not be.
No.
But for whatever reason, it is. Okay, so, but we know it's a deep connection. We just don't know why the fuck it even exists. Because when you look at all the logical stuff, it really shouldn't. Yeah, but it does. Okay. Okay, what do you think I need from you?
What do I think that you need from me?
Yeah.
In what context?
Any context you want.
Obviously, why am I here?
What do you think I need from you? Why?
To make it go away.
To make
whatever it is, I make it go away.
You turn my brain off.
I do that too.
Focus my mind.
Mm-hmm.
So, would that almost be do you think that you're like a form of escape?
Sometimes.
For me?
Sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes.
But not like you run away, but
no.
Sometimes you do. But yeah, sometimes. I don't know. I'm consistent.
Yeah, you are.
So it's not like, it's not like you're going to be wondering who you're going to deal with next week or who you're dealing with next month or, it's,
mm-hmm.
I'm consistent. It doesn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't.
There's some, yeah.
Yeah, I don't, there's no, I have emotion, but I don't change. So,
yeah.
And, I'll let you do what you want to. So, it's not, like you said, it's not a, here's your rules and this is what mm-hmm. you're going to do and you can't do anything other than that. And then we're out, we're going to blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
All that.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's hot.
You do, but sometimes we do that. It's just not like that's what... We don't
right. Sometimes it's hot.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Sometimes you'll say, "Okay, I want you to wear this today," or put this on, or
absolutely.
Put your butt plug in, and wear it for this amount of time. And you give me little tasks when the mood hits you.
Mm-hmm.
I got some marks from last night. Okay, so. Basically, what? You think it's the consistency thing?
Part of it.
Yeah.
And this.
Why do you think I need that from you?
You don't have a lot of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't.
That's true. I don't think I realized it.
Yeah.
No, I don't think I realized it until I was getting that from you and then needing that and going, what is, okay, what, you just kind of pointed it out to me.
Yeah. I'm semi-tolerant, I deal with other stuff too, so it's I can deal with certain things and it doesn't get any kind of emotional rise out of me, so sometimes it sometimes mm-hmm. piss me the fuck off, but mm-hmm. even then though it's not, because of my past, emotion doesn't prevent me from doing something.
Yeah.
It's just I know y'all get mad at it, but I just take that and put it in a little box and lock it away and wait for it to turn into cancer.
Yeah. Wait for it to turn into cancer. Why? How did he get cancer? What did that cause this? Oh, it's all that emotional stuffing he's done. Okay. So as I've kind of delved into this submissive way of being, or you brought that out of me, anyway. As I've gotten kind of deeper into it, like what would you say are the notable changes in me?
Notable changes.
Yeah, notable changes.
Let's see. I don't know. I don't really. I mean, there's been little changes and stuff, but I think a lot of that has to do with the amount of time that we've been together. But
yeah,
I mean, I didn't. If I wanted changes, I would have been with somebody else. So, I don't really. That's the other thing. Like, yeah. I want to change anything. I don't really. You know, and I'm not that. I hate when somebody tries to change me. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, and women are notorious for that bullshit. They'll go, you know, it's like, oh, look, a tall, dark, emotionally damaged veteran. I'll take him and turn him into a perfect little church boy. Dog. Yeah, he'll come and follow me on the chain. And it's like, bitch, you don't know what you're doing. But they all try to do that. Like, it's some kind of fucking teen heartthrob movie, you know, like he's some high school bad boy that just parks in the wrong spot. It's like, no, you don't understand. This is not an act for attention. I am concrete and set and like the person that I am.
Yeah.
It's not a... So, you didn't...
Do you think that, really, you get that a lot?
I used to get it a lot. Especially, well, I mean, that was another reason why the age group that I would date. You know, like, if I was dating girls my age, then they had their own little endeavor or angle, and they're like, oh... Yeah. You know, I want something nice I can take home to mama, you know, yeah. And it's like, not that I can't be that guy. I, you know,
that you that's a side of you actually.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Not that I can't be that guy.
Yeah, you can.
But I'm definitely not a, you know, inverted Stepford type, you know, no. Like you can't lock me in around that kind of environment all the time. I will just implode.
Like, you know, yeah, no. Yeah. Definitely not you.
So, I mean, I don't...
Yeah.
You know, I mean, just...
Yeah. And so, I think I know the answer to this, but I'll ask anyway. Any changes you'd like to see in me? Not that you want to change, but just, like, anything you'd like to see?
No. It's you that's always trying to want to change something or whatever.
What do you mean?
I don't know, you're always, like, I want to get this worked on, or I want to get this, or I was like, fuck that. Mm-hmm. See, it's always like, I'm gonna do this different, or I'm gonna try this, or I'm gonna change this, or I want to get this worked on, or I want to, like,
yeah,
it's like, what do you think? I'm like, I fucking think you need to leave that shit alone.
Yeah, oh, are you talking about my boobs right now?
Well, that too.
Yeah,
somebody has the opinion that they need to look 21 all the time when it comes to that, they don't follow the thing that women should age gracefully.
I think women should age gracefully. It's just we have a big, broad definition of what aging gracefully is. I think that women should do their best to look their best at the age that they're at. And that's a fine line. Don't overdo it.
Yeah.
Right?
It's all your little friends and all y'all running around with 22-year-old boobs.
Well, I don't have 22-year-old boobs. I have the boobs I have. As I watch everyone else is getting, you know, they're getting their boobs adjusted and lifted and pulled and bigger and whatever, implants out, new ones in, you know, I kind of go, huh, maybe I should take a look at that. But you've been dissuading me from fucking with them, so.
Well, the deal was, like, nothing this year. That was the deal.
Well, was that the deal?
That's what you said.
That I wouldn't do anything this year?
I said, can we at least concede to...
Oh, yeah.
Nothing this year.
Yeah.
Like, after the holidays.
Oh, yeah.
And you were like...
You don't want your holidays fucked with? I don't want some fucking fucked up boobs staring me in the face over the holidays.
Yeah, I definitely don't like that.
I know, because you don't know what's going to... I mean, you don't know. You could walk out with some fucked up bolt-on...
Let's be honest. The
what?
The category that that y'all are in with the doctors that y'all pay for.
Hopefully not.
It's like a 1% thing.
Yeah.
And even if it did, then he's
going to fucking fix it.
He's very adamantly going to be like,
I'm
not worried about it. It's just that I like the ones you got.
I do too. I mean, they're all right. Okay. Last question. Ready?
Okay.
Are you reading my question?
I can't read your chicken scratch.
Okay, good. I know. I can barely read my chicken scratch. All right. We've had 3 years of this.
Yeah.
Ready for year four?
Well, I'm not bald yet, so still got a little leeway. I think after you lose your hair, then it starts working on like your heart, you know, and stuff. So you start having. How did you develop heart disease at 33? I was like, well, let me tell you. When the hair left. There's nowhere for the cancer to go.
So is this a year like? A witty way of saying you are ready to sign up for another year of this.
Do I have a choice?
Well, sure you do. You have free will.
I think I do.
Until they fucking hunt your ass down and kill you.
Exactly.
Yeah. Do you want to live?
Do you think I have free will? So that's the question. That's
do you want to live?
In 2020,
do you want to
continue
to do you want to be living in 2020, or do you want to be pushing up daisies, mister?
I went to however many countries. And dealt with however many different insurgents.
No, I know.
And sleeping in whatever shithole.
Yeah.
And I'm going to die in 2020 from a Stepford type California.
That will be that, you know, that's what's going to happen.
Soccer mom.
Exactly.
That's what's going to kill me.
That's what's going to kill you.
Yeah, such a beautiful death.
I mean, seriously, you know it's going to, I mean, I know. You've survived all of that.
That's what every warrior just strives to have. That's his beautiful death.
Death by beauty.
Yeah.
That's what happens. It's always, that's the way to kill a man.
But there's a lot of other ways that you can do it. They're a lot easier.
Well.
And they're a lot more humane.
This is just more lethal.
Yeah.
I mean, this is just more like.
But it's outlawed by the Geneva Convention.
I don't think they'll mind. I might get a pass on this one.
Let me petition them. We'll ask them.
So, did you answer my question?
Am I ready for another year?
Are you ready for year four?
Year four.
I mean, you could dump me.
I wish I could.
Do you really?
Sometimes,
yeah.
I also think the same thing. I've been through however many fucking tours of duty. All you have to say is, go away.
Yeah.
We'll probably have to do more than that because you probably wouldn't go away.
If you said go away.
I would think you would.
I absolutely.
I think you'd get pissed off and be like, fuck you. And then there'd be another fight. And we'd wind up naked again.
That's true. Oh, yeah. I mean, I would definitely.
Well, you get mad.
Yeah, I would get mad. I would let you know.
Oh, yeah, motherfucker?
Yeah.
Go away?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, but I wouldn't do anything weird like sugar in your gas tank or slash your tires or any shit like that.
Mm.
Oh, don't even, please. It's way more cynical than that.
See, that was.
I'm
not going to do anything like that.
It's way more sinister.
I'm
going
to do something way more
It's way more sinister than that. Like, if I were to be pissed, like, really, I mean, just pissed to the point of like, oh, I'm going to make this fucker pay. It's a whole nother level. It's not like, oh, let me damage your property. Although, I don't even know, like, if I have it in me.
You have it in you.
To be just totally devious.
You have nothing else to do.
Like, I know, that's the other problem. See, that's the thing. That's why I can get hyper-focused and just be like, my job is to make his life a living hell. Boom. I'm the president of that company right now. But I prefer to use my powers for good and not evil.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. That's why we're so good like that.
Yeah. I didn't manipulate one waitress all weekend.
You had a little bit of the ma'am and...
Yeah.
Oh, you can't even... It's like I told you, you use your cowboy N-isms, your cowboy N charms. You just start putting it up. You don't even know you're doing it. It's just a second nature now. Yeah, you do.
I didn't mess with
when we were axe throwing, you had a little fan club going.
That was completely unobserved by me.
Bullshit! You were the one that said, "Did you see that group of girls?" I'm like, "Yes, I did," because they were standing right behind me, and they were quite enamored with this big, tall, strapping guy hurling axes, hitting the bullseye every fucking time.
You're the one that said that.
And then they're like,
"You asked me if I saw."
Then they're looking at me, and they're just trying to figure out what. Are you guys together, together? Or did you just come together? Are you friends? They were trying to figure out what was going on. For sure.
That was at sushi.
That was not sushi. I didn't even see those girls. They had my back. That you pointed that out later. I'm talking about...
But that's what I'm saying. I didn't see the girls at Axe Thrower.
Okay.
But the ones at sushi were definitely trying to...
figure out what our status was.
They were playing 21 questions. Like, what the...
What is going on over there at that table?
Yeah.
I think people do that a lot to us.
Well, especially in this neighborhood where we're at.
Yeah.
This is probably, I mean, we go out to like some really nice places that, you know, but this is probably the most immersed in a culture that you've had me. Yeah.
Well, I know.
And so everybody out here. Yeah.
But you do kind of stick out like a sore thumb.
I'm going to stick out no matter what.
Well, yeah.
Even if I was to dress in the same preppy bullshit that half of these fedora-wearing motherfuckers are, you know.
They're not fedora-wearing.
That's why I got in a bad mood last night at the fucking bar. When one of the darts went over there, and that little white fucker wearing the fedora at the table.
Uh-huh.
Like I went to pick up the darts, and his buddy handed me the dart, and he's like, "Ew," like fucking flipping me off.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I almost drug his ass across.
I didn't see that.
That's why all of a sudden I was like, not in a good mood anymore.
Oh, you're ready to go.
Yeah. What? I was either ready to go or ready to fuck. Because you would have...
What?
You're a catalyst when it comes to me and male-on-male contact.
What are you talking about? I'm not a catalyst.
You are too.
How so?
You secretly kind of farm it. You kind of want to...
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You like seeing that side.
I have seen it.
Oh, yeah.
And it's, believe me, it's ingrained in my memory. Oh, thanks.
Yeah. You've seen it that one time.
I know, but I did. Okay, I totally missed that whole exchange.
Yeah.
Where was I?
Throwing darts.
Just my little roll?
Yeah, just throwing darts.
I did pretty good at the darts.
We did.
Didn't I do okay?
Yeah.
I was actually, like, I thought, because normally if I play you something one-on-one, it's like, I'm here to get killed. Let's just face it. I'm here to get annihilated. But I did okay in the darts.
Yeah.
That's one thing. I can actually, you know, I can't beat you in pool. I can't beat you in axe throwing. Obviously, I can't fucking shoot straight. Or my vision's gotten worse. It's my vision's gotten worse since the last time we went.
It's you flinching too.
Oh,
that was a lot of it. But yeah. That was a dark range. That's why when I put it out there, I was like, "You sure you can see that far?" Because that was pretty dark.
Yeah, yeah.
And then that type of firearm, the sights kind of suck on it anyway.
That's why
cops shoot so many people on accident.
Stop it.
It is. It's a fucking. The police department buys that piece of shit plastic.
They do?
Like, yeah, they love it.
Oh.
They're like, "Oh, yeah, give us the discount. Oh, yeah." And then you see how you got to use some sights. It's like...
Yeah, it's not... I was thinking to myself, I was thinking to myself, okay, if I need to shoot somebody quickly and use the sight, like, how do you even fucking... This is just not, like... It can't happen that fast.
Or you just train so you're not using the sight anymore.
Yeah. I mean, I just want to hit, like, if I'm literally defending myself from an intruder coming into my home, all I want to do is hit him. I don't care. I don't need to mortally.
Honestly, anybody, and I'm collecting this from all over the world and seeing all types of people using firearms in impromptu situations, you know, any person within 10 feet of any other person has no problem. Making contact,
yeah.
There's no sights involved.
Yeah.
There's none of that. It's just like, oh my God, someone's trying to kill me, and then they react, and you're just not going. Now, are you going to be like Annie Oakley? And maybe not, but you are, they're going to let you go. That shit hurts.
Yeah.
They're going to let you go.
Getting shot's no fun.
Yeah, it's not. Don't put it on your list of things to do.
Well, we won't put that on our list of things to do in year four, that's for sure.
Okay. I don't want that. I'm done with that.
Okay. Well, I think that concludes this podcast.
Can I take a nap, though?
No.
No?
No, because you have to, maybe like 5 minutes. Oh. It's time to, I have to pack you up and ship you off to go to the airport.
Yeah.
This is my least favorite part of when you come to visit.
Yeah.
The part that sucks ass. Every time, this day always comes.
Every time.
I fucking hate it. It's no fun. Nope. All right. Well, this is your first. In year three.
Oh, 2019 or whatever.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what it, like I said, I'm not entirely sure what I'm doing moving forward.
Yeah.
But I'm sure I'll have you haven't pissed me off so bad for the... I can't get rid of you. So one of us is just going to die. One of us is going to be... It's going to be you, though, because I'll outlive you. And, oh, you know what? I have a special request before we end this. One special request.
Oh, shit.
No, it's not a big deal.
Oh.
Well, maybe it is a big deal.
Oh.
I don't know. We'll find out. Okay, this is what I want. I want... If you die...
Oh, fuck.
I want one thing.
Oh,
just
no.
One thing.
This is going to get weird.
But you have to write it down.
I have to write it down.
It has to be written down. If you have a will, a final will and testament, please modify it. Include this in there.
I think this is about to get weird.
It's not about to get weird.
Okay.
It's weird because my dog is wheezing in the background. Okay. Come here. Come here. What I want is you have to leave me your boots.
You want my boots?
I want your boots. Can I have your boots?
See, this trip started out the other way. I got texts of you being like, you need to buy new boots.
I know.
And then when I get here, you're like, oh, thank God you didn't buy new boots. I didn't know if I liked that or not.
I know. When I was on my way to pick you up, all of a sudden I had got this little tinge of like, oh my God, what if you did buy new boots? And I like the old boots. And I see those boots and I think of you. So I want.
You want those?
Can I have the boots?
I don't think I have to die. I think.
No, I want them when you're dead.
Well, when I'm dead.
Yeah. When you're alive, I want you wearing them.
Yeah.
When you're dead, I just want to have them.
Just the boots, huh?
Just the boots. Yeah. I'm not greedy. Just the boots.
You want those or the work boots?
No, I don't want the work boots. No. I mean, you could throw those in there as just a freebie.
That's saying no, but...
I'm not saying no. But really what I want are boots.
The boots.
Yeah,
the boots. Or everywhere else they call them cowboy boots.
Cowboy boots. Yeah. I want your cowboy boots, cowboy in. Can I have them?
I don't see why not.
Oh, yay! There we go. But you have to write it down. I don't want to be showing up, surprising anybody, going, hey, those are mine. I'm not going to fucking fight with anybody over those boots. You just give them to me. And you have to write it down that that's what you, those are your wishes.
I'll write it down.
Okay.
Whoever the proctor is.
In your official, yeah, I mean, it has to be, I don't know what you guys, if you guys have something different, like in Alabama for what.
I was kind of like, for my funeral, I was just going to have a note and let it be open casket and then everybody go up there and show up and have the person on the stage. Read it. It says, inside this 5-gallon bucket is a bunch of tasers. Last person standing gets all my shit.
See, now that I know, I'm going to come with some extra equipment. Yeah. I'm going to have an unfair advantage.
But I figured that'd be really good.
That is a good
seeing
idea.
Seeing all my buddies.
There
like,
you go.
Somebody gets to see all my old ass fucking buddies with canes and shit trying to tase each other.
Yeah.
80 and uh-huh. 70.
That's a good one. That's a good idea.
Whoever, last person standing gets my shit. Okay.
Yeah. But see, I'll be older, so I'm not, you know, I'm...
May the odds forever be in your favor.
Yes. I need, you know, I don't want to have to... I don't want to have to tase anybody to get your boots. I just want the fucking boots. All right? Is that a deal?
Yeah, I'll put it in there.
All right, good. All right, well, then I can end this year on a very happy note. All right, everyone. Well, thanks for listening, and stay tuned for 2020.
Thanks so much for listening. And if you like what you hear, refer me to a friend. And make sure you're following me on social media. Also, go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and join my subscribers-only list for access to exclusive content. And as usual, questions or comments, you can always email me at curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.